find insight, guidance, and answers. Tune into Spirit with radio medium Laura Lee.
Laura Lee, tuning into Spirit for my special guest caller, Heather.
Hi there.
Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Thank you for tuning into Spirit with me today. And I have the sense that there is a male that's present here with us, and he has a namesake to a child down the family line that is also physically here. So when I say namesake, it could be first or middle name, is tied to a child that is here.
Yes. It isn't who I was necessarily thinking of, but my father's passed on.
Uh-huh.
And I have brothers. So.
Right. And he tells me there's alcoholism that's run down the family as well. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And he says this is afflicting some child or other children. And it might be more than one who's been afflicted by the same problem.
Yes, I would agree with that. It's not overt, but yes.
Yes, that's right. And they might not even identify it as a problem, right?
Right.
But it is a disease, and it is affecting lives of some of those living right now and impacting you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me, I don't know if you are right now or you have been a single parent.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And he says you're bearing all the responsibilities. And I feel this is impacting some of that responsibility. But I feel like the child he's referencing is in the adult range. Is that correct?
That is, yes.
Yes, over 18, but seems like a child.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's two people that could fit that description, so I'm not quite sure which one it is, but yes.
When it comes to you, though, you're bearing the responsibility as if it's your problem, as if it's also you had some influence here and did something wrong.
Okay.
And you haven't, because I feel like it's come down the line, and you weren't certainly one of them who demonstrated how to behave like this.
Okay.
You are not the one. So he wants to remove you from that burden.
Okay.
He says he wants you to take care of yourself. And there's a couple other people that you're responsible for that you need to take care of. And, you know, you can't make somebody do what they don't want to do.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking to hear, because I know it has to do with a child.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
He doesn't want you to be taken down the rabbit hole either.
Mm-hmm.
So you stay.
Okay.
Because if there's question about going someplace different as a result of this child and you're questioning it, that means when you question, you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel right. So you need to stay where you are.
Okay.
There was something else here. Is there something to do with homelessness impacting a child and sleeping on other people's sofas and stuff like that, if given the opportunity?
Yes. Yes. That's my son.
Oh.
And he is mentally ill and has drug addiction. So that's where I worry about what's going to happen to him.
Right. So you know what I'm going to recommend as a spiritual advisor is... send him love and light. And I know this sounds crazy, but get other people to hold that for him too, and see him in his highest and well-being, and that he's protected, because I can understand your concern as a mother, and hold him in the highest light that he finds his way positively for his higher good. Our children will raise to the occasion when we expect those things of them. Mm-hmm. And affirming that to him, I know you're going to find your way. I know you're going to do good. And just affirm that to him anytime you see him.
Okay.
Which is rare, because I think he tries to stay out of sight sometimes.
Sometimes, but he's here quite a bit, and it's not necessarily a good situation. And I have a hard time with boundaries with him.
Yeah, he says he's combative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's why he needs you and you to take care of the others and protect yourselves in that regard, because, you know, there will be something that arises that gives him a switch in direction, and he'll have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Heather, for sharing your time with me.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to call into our pre-recorded show, sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com. And hey, we thank you for subscribing to our podcast and sharing it.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.